Track 112.
Are historical sites in your country popular with visitors?
They seem to be very popular, yes. The last time I went to visit a historical site myself, I was surprised to see so many families there with young children. I don't think these sites are popular with young couples, but I think that when those couples have children, they suddenly develop a new appreciation for those places. I suppose they think that finding out about the history of their region and country is an important part of bringing up their children.
Is it more important to preserve historical sites or make way for the developments of the future?
When a developer wants to build a new shopping center in my country, for example, they have to conduct an archaeological survey. If anything of value is found, archaeologists have to be given time to study it. I think this is brilliant. So I think old and new can work side by side, and you don't necessarily have to choose between them.
What do you think will happen to your country's historical sites in the future?
I think many of them will continue to be given funding because people realize that you can make lots of money by attracting visitors to historical sites. On the other hand, some are in such a bad condition that they will require a huge amount of money to restore them. So I'm not sure they will survive into the future. Some old manor houses, for example.
What is culture for you?
Culture can be defined as the way of life of a particular society or section of society. It involves their customs and traditions, and so in some senses, culture is what makes us different from other people and what makes us unique. I think culture is also what connects us to our past, to our heritage. We mustn't forget modern culture either, though. Youth culture is often very lively and important, with its new and inventive forms of music, dress and art.
Do you think that it is important for a society or culture to have a sense of continuity with the past?
Yes, definitely. Change is necessary, but it can also be frightening. For this reason, people continue to rely on their traditions to give them a sense of their roots and to remind them of where they've come from. Remembering the past is also a way of bringing people together, such as during Independence Day.
How will your country's culture have changed in 50 years' time?
We are becoming more and more multicultural, so I'm not sure that all of our traditions will survive in their current form. For example, will we continue to celebrate Bonfire Night if half of the country does not know who Guy Fawkes was? It would be a shame to lose our traditions. However, if that will be the case, I'm sure something new will have replaced them in 50 years' time. And maybe it is better to develop new customs and celebrations that more accurately reflect modern society.